I'm campaigning to have my daughter exhumed because at the time when Noeline died in 1973, according to Catholic teaching and the fact that she was not baptised into the Catholic faith before she died, she was classed as a sinner or a pagan, and she wasn't allowed a Catholic funeral. So she was buried in secret, this little infant, my baby, who was murdered to conceal sexual abuse. She was buried in secret as if she was a criminal and had no funeral, no flowers, no church service. And I was denied the chance to bury her or to mourn her. And I had to mourn her in secret, just like the women in the mother and baby homes when we were made to feel we did something wrong. Now, we were told at the time, according to Catholic teaching, that children that were born before they were baptised were in limbo. And this caused grieving mothers untold trauma. It caused me 29 years of trauma and stress until I was told by a priest that limbo was removed from the Catholic Church teaching and now babies who died could go to heaven. So it's like the women in the mother and baby homes and my baby were taken from me. My baby was taken from me at the age of 11 and she was killed and buried in secret. Now, even though I know exactly where Noeline is buried, exactly where her grave is, I'm being told by Glasnevin Cemetery that they have opposed the exhumation. And on top of that, the state, like the mother and baby homes, the state is withholding my daughter's body from me. And they won't give me the right to have her father identified so he can face statutory rape charges. And this case can be finally solved for me, my two children that were born out of abuse, and all of my siblings. So that's like the background to my case and why I'm supporting the women, because the stories are not very dissimilar what we all went through. Now, I've been asking for Noeline to be exhumed for the last 26 years, and the Garda have told me that this exhumation is feasible and that they have had experts in, and there is enough scientific evidence to prove that it could be quite a successful exhumation, which would give the DNA to back up my whole story and my case and identify Noeline's father. Noeline has the human rights to be identified. She's entitled to know who her father is, but she's also entitled to justice, and I should be given the right to bury my daughter in my family grave here, where I want to choose where she was buried and give her a Catholic or a Christian funeral, be able to visit her grave without having to travel back over to Ireland to a grave that somebody else chose for me. I didn't choose her resting place. So both of us, Noeline and myself, we both have human rights mm-hmm. that at the moment are being completely ignored by the state, and they are withholding my baby's body. And I do have human rights, but the thing is now, again, people always say, oh, go to Europe. And I've seen people even over the last few days saying, oh, everybody should go to Europe. But to go to Europe, you have to have hundreds of thousands of pounds. I've had my human rights looked at by an expert, and I do have a case to take to Europe. But you have to exhaust every remedy available to you in the country that you live in, which means you have to take a High Court case in Ireland before Europe will accept your case. Now, myself and all of these mothers, we don't have hundreds of thousands of pounds to go to Europe. So we are relying on the Irish government. We're relying on the Irish people to back us, and we're relying on the state to do the right thing and to just give us all our human rights and put all of these crimes right. They're not going to make it any better, and we'll all continue to be tortured and tormented by what they did. But they could begin some kind of a healing journey for us, and they could begin some kind of a path of restoration by just doing what's right. It's absolutely okay to say that they were the most evil parents. They died laughing at me. They died as innocent people. Some of the men who abused me they had huge big funerals in Dalkey. You would have thought they were saints or martyrs. And for me, it's been horrific. It never ends. There's something new every year. There's something that I have to cope with or face with. To see them being given those funerals in Dalkey recently, and when my daughter was buried in secret like a criminal, it just destroyed me. It just goes on and on and on. It never, ever ends. And this is why I'm calling on the coroner now to do the right thing and apply for this exhumation. And I'm calling on them because the final say will last with the Minister for Justice. And she's a woman, and I'm hoping that she will just listen to this interview today and see what's going on all around her and begin to give women like me the justice and the recognition that we deserve. But not just the women, the children need the recognition. Our babies need the recognition. They need their names. They need their identity. They need to know who their fathers were. You know, in my case, I do know who Nolene's extended family was, but I don't know who her father was. And he needs to be sentenced for what he did to me. So that's, you know, if I can just give out, I have a phone number here. There's two numbers because the Garda were appealing for anyone who may have any information about my case to come forward now. Now, also, I would ask if anyone else has been sexually abused by the paedophile ring that I was abused by in Dalkey, and they only operated in Dalkey. If they've any information, if they know any family members, any relatives that were abused by these men, if they could ring Dunleary Garda Station on 01666 5000. So that's 01666 5000. But if people wanted to ring and they didn't want to give their name or any personal details, the Garda have a confidential line where they can ring and just say, I want to give information, but I don't want my name known. And that's 1-800-666-111. So that's 1-800-666-111.